Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Community today, we find Abner at the Mountain View Inn. His friend Dick Huddleston is just approaching. Listen.
Well, come in, Dick. I told you you're the very fella I want to see.
Fine. What did you want to see me about, Abner?
Well, here, sit down, Dick. I want to talk to you about Lum.
About Lum? What's the matter with him?
Oh, I'm just worried about him, the way he's carrying on with this Trixie Van Duzen and stopping at the hotel here.
They do seem to have quite a case, don't they?
Well, I don't know about her, but this Lum is the lovesickest one thing I ever seen in my life. Goes around a sort of a daze all the time.
Yeah, he's certainly entertained her, Rorley, I'll say that. If he gives all the guests here at the hotel that much attention, why, you oughtn't have any trouble keeping the hotel full, Abner.
Well, trouble is he don't pay no attention to nothing and nobody but her. He was bound and determined to be the manager, and he ain't did a thing since she come here. I've had to do it all myself. He just ain't been worth killing.
Got it bad, has he?
Oh, it's just downright disgusting. All he can talk about is Trixie. Gets a tart of hearing it, I want to go someplace and hide. Oh, he sat right there at that desk all morning and wrote poetries about her.
He must have it pretty bad if he started writing poetry, Abner. That's the last stages, they say.
Now, I just wish you could hear some of the stuff he wrote. I had to sit here and listen to him reading it. Couldn't get it to sound or suit him, you know. He'd ride a little and wad it up and start over again. Just look at that waste paper basket there, just plumb full of his ravings.
You mean all that stuff there is poetry?
Well, that's what he called it. Sat there and wrote up a whole tablet full this morning. Just pick up some of that and read it. You'll see for yourself why I'm so worried about old Lum.
Imagine Lum doing this.
Oh, he's worse than some schoolboy.
Let's see this here. Hey, listen to this one. Swan, to goodness. There's beauty in the brooks and trees. Sweet music comes from the birds and bees. There's sunshine in my life again since Trixie come to the Mountain View. Got this signed L. Edwards poet.
Well, go ahead. You ain't saw nothing yet. Now, he spent an hour on that, and I know. Kept asking me what would rhyme with this and what rhyme with that.
Yeah, let's see what this one's about here.
Oh, they're all about Trixie. I can tell you that before you read them.
Here, listen here. As I sit here at my desk and gaze into space, everywhere I look, I see your pretty face.
That's the truth.
A face so sweet, a face so fair. No lines of worry, no lines of care. And when the day is done and I've sat and watched the setting sun, and the moon lights the world so bright, when day has turned to night, I still see your face, it seems. I see you even in my dreams.
Yeah, that was the one he likes so well.
I'll swan to goodness. Wonder what Miss Emmeline would say if she was to hear about this trick that Lum's keeping company with.
Well, now, right there's what I want to talk to you about, Dick. I know in reading that Lum's in love with Miss Emmeline.
You do?
Well, facts is one day Lum sort of hinted around that they was engaged secret.
Oh?
I think he meant to keep it a secret from her.
Yeah. And Lum better watch his step. Miss Emmeline finds out about this affair, there never will be a wedding.
I don't get I didn't think about that.
Well, I believe this is just an infatuation, all right, Abner. I think he'll get over it.
Well, I might have did wrong, Dick. I don't like to be meddlesome. But
what?
Well, I called up Miss Emmeline this morning over at Belleville and told her how Lum was carrying on with Trixie.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe I'd have done that, Abner.
Well, I did it just for his own good. I knowed after him bringing her out to meeting yesterday morning why Miss Emmeline be bound to hear about it. So, I just called her up, told her not to believe anything she heard, that Lum was just being nice to Trixie on account of her staying at the hotel here.
Oh, well, I don't think that'll hurt anything.
Well, I'd sure hate to see long Miss Emmeline bust up, for now she's just as fine a little woman as I ever knowed, I do believe.
Yes, she is. She's my nice girl.
Wait a minute. I believe I hear somebody coming in out there. More likely long. Don't let on about me calling Miss Emmeline. He'd skin me alive if he knowed that.
Oh, no, I won't say.
Oh. Well, Grandpap, come in. I never knowed who you was.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
Howdy, gentlemen. Howdy. Has Lum got back yet?
No, he's out somewhere with that woman from Chicago staying at the hotel here.
Oh, he ain't back yet.
No.
I seen him and her go by the store while ago on a bicycle, but I...
On a bicycle?
Oh, sure, yeah. He bought that tantrum bike off an Ezra Seastone.
Yeah, if he never looked aside, him riding a bicycle with them big long legs of his and dangling down there.
What will he think up to do next?
Oh, Trixie told him that was the lady style out in California and around. Nothing would do her but for Lum to buy that old two-seater off an Esri. He'll do anything she tells him to. She can just drop him right around her finger.
Well, I wish he'd come on back. I want to see him about some matters over there at the store.
Oh, by the way, how's the store come along, Grandpap?
Oh, first rate, I reckon. Been doing uncommonly well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see Lum about, putting on a sale, summer clearance or clean sweep. Or...
Well, personal, Grandpap, I believe if I was going to put on a sale, I'd put on a far sale. We've always did a heap better with them.
Yeah, but I ain't had no far.
Well, you got matches and insurance both over there, ain't you?
Oh, now don't you listen to Abner, Grandpap. He'll put some bad ideas in your head.
Oh, I just, Josh, you know good and well I wouldn't want him to start.
All right, Trixie. Like yeah, I'll wait down here for you.
As long
as... Yeah, quick, you get ready. We'll start out again.
That's him. Now we'll listen to him talk about Trixie.
Well, howdy, Trixie, gentlemen.
For goodness sakes, Lum, what are you limping about? How'd you get all wet that way? It ain't raining out, is it, Lum?
No, it ain't raining.
You ain't been in swimming with your clothes on, have you?
Well, in a way, yes.
Huh?
Don't ever try to ride a bicycle across the swinging bridge, especially a two-seater.
Lum Eddard, undoubtedly you never rode no bicycle across the swinging bridge.
No, but we started out to.
And you...
Yeah, right in the middle.
Well, if the one that hadn't killed you, Lum.
Well, they would have, I reckon, if we hadn't hit in the water. Whereabouts is Cedric at?
Oh, round the back there somewhere, I reckon.
Well, I've got to get him to go right down there and fish that bicycle out for me. Trixie wants to go riding again quick as we get some dry clothes on.
Oh.
Well, Lum, I want to talk to you about putting on a little sale at the store. I say, Lum, I want to talk to you
he
a little about...
He ain't paying no attention to nothing you're saying, Grandpap. Ain't even listening. He's going around in a daze.
Days may come and days may go, but our love goes on forever.
What's that, Lum?
Huh? Oh, nothing. I just... hand me that pencil there, Abner. I want to jot something down here before I forget it.
There he goes again.
Well, I locked up this door to come over here to talk business, but if I can't get no sense out of talking to you, I'll just use my own judgment.
Come back again, Grandpap.
Yeah. What did he want?
He sat right there and told you, Lum. Want to know about putting on a sale over at the store.
Sailing the sea of happiness with you.
Well, I'd better be going too, I guess.
Wait, hold on a minute, Dick. I want you and your woman to come over to the hotel Tuesday night. We're giving a big reception for Trixie.
That's the first I'd heard of it.
Well, Trixie never said she wanted to have it till this morning.
Oh.
All right, Grannies, we're going to have a party like Pine Ridge never seen before.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure we'd be glad to come. Lum, we can't afford to give no big parties. We ain't got the money to spend here, and you know it. Dog is going to break the whole
Wait
hotel.
A minute. There's the buzzer on the switchboard. I reckon Trixie is ready. Let me answer.
That ain't the buzzer. That's the outside telephone.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and answer it then.
Lum, you and Trixie seem to be getting up a pretty big case here.
Oh, me, Dick. She is a jewel. A jewel, if ever I seen one. Smartest woman that ever...
Hello, Mountain View Inn. Who's calling who? Oh, yeah, he's here. All right. Long distance, Lum. Belleville calling you.
Belleville?
Yeah, that's what they said.
You reckon who that could be? Hand me that receiver.
Miss Emmeline, I bet you.
Yeah, that's about who it is. Sir.
Hello. All right, this is him.
He's gone.
All right. That's who it is, Miss Emmeline. Hello there. Oh, just fine. How are you? Well, Granny, it's good to hear your voice.
She's a fine
one. Oh, nothing. Just sitting over here pining my heart away for you.
Listen to that. Yeah, fine.
Good news. What is it?
Bicycle.
Well, that is good news. Oh, yeah, I'm tickled to death, but it's sort of a bad time to come right now. I'm so busy getting a hotel opened up, I ain't had time for nothing hardly. Well, sure, but Tuesday, huh? Well, that's sort of a bad day to come. Fact is, that's the busiest day I've got, right in the middle of the week.
Tell a yarn if you wash all money on Tuesday.
I may be out of town or something.
Hush up.
Oh, I see. And you're figuring on riding over with them, huh? Well, I'll see you Tuesday then. Oh, yeah, I'm tickled to death.
He sounds like it.
All right. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Drink.
Complications of the age-old lover's triangle seem to be setting in. So be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.